You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on in, everybody, on this federal holiday, on this United States Soccer Day.
On this Juneteenth, the game with the U.S. and Australia just concluded.
I think people will be pleased.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to ruin it, but I heard you screaming out in the newsroom, and it made me happy.
There's a lot of screaming, Dan. Are you okay?
I'm just fine. Just feeling so patriotic.
Yes,
I've
very
got to get it out.
Patriotic because we are here on a federal holiday, and because so many people were watching the soccer match, we decided to play some games today. And, you know, last hour was kind of a heavy hour with my dear friend Sam Zeff.
Yeah.
And so we are going to lighten it up and we are going to play some Feud.
Let's do it.
Took me a while to find my buzzer. Do you know how many clips that start with Dana are in our folder?
Yes.
Thousands and thousands.
As so the one who's pulled thousands of them.
Oh, my gosh. Sam.
We can go through those later if you want.
We might. I don't know if we'll have time.
There's plenty.
Now for 432.
There's my buzzer.
There it is, Dan.
A little higher.
Turn
little
it
higher.
Up there.
Okay.
One more time.
Little
there
higher.
It is.
Got
all right.
It. That's better.
Perfect. All right. What are we going to do? Play to seven, just as long as we go? What are we thinking here?
I would like to play until I beat Dan.
Oh.
Well, that's probably going to be pretty quick.
Okay. You're
probably going to wipe the floor with me.
I'll keep score.
Okay.
As always, point values are always doubled.
Of course.
For our first five questions, it's going to be top four answers on the board, because that's all I have. And then after that, we'll go top five.
Okay.
Question number one. Name a common fear that people have. Dana.
Public speaking.
Ooh, number three. Dan?
Heights.
Number one answer on the board.
Statistically, the people's most common fear is public speaking.
I don't disagree with you.
One of the only fears I don't have, and that's how I know it.
I'm just reading the list. Top four answers are on the board. What is a common item people forget to take with them when they leave the house? Dan.
Keys.
Number one answer on
no,
the board.
No, that was my answer.
2-0. 2-0 in proper FIFA fashion.
2-0.
Name a household chore that nobody likes to do. Dana.
Dishes.
Number two answer on the
board.
Come on. Dan Weinbaum.
Laundry.
Number four. Dana gets the point.
All right.
1-2.
Fair play. Fair play.
Top four answers. Name something that people do when they're bored. Dana.
When you are bored, you take a nap.
Number four.
Oh.
Answer on the board. Dan Weinbaum, you've got three to pick from.
All right, got to keep it clean. All right.
Seriously?
I'm going to say scroll on social media.
Dana gets that point. 2-2.
What was 1, 2, and 3?
Watch TV, number one. Play video games, number two. And what nobody does these days, there's actually a story about it in the stack, read a book was number three.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Top four answers. What is a popular pizza topping? Dana.
Pepperoni.
Number one answer on the board.
Good job.
3-2. Top five answers are on the board. Name an occupation that starts with the letter J. Dana.
Janitor.
Really? Number one answer on the board.
Wow.
Well, what else starts with a J?
Journalist.
Juggler.
Juggler.
If you're a professional juggler.
The fact that Dan said journalist is hilarious. judge, jeweler, jockey, juggler is number seven on this
juggler
list.
Juggler is before journalist. What is wrong with people?
Top
but
five
my kids
answers.
Through college on juggling
you.
Down at the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Name something you might be brewing. Dana.
Coffee.
Number one answer on the board.
Well, what else is there?
Beer, tea, brewing up trouble, brewing up a storm, or brewing up a plot.
Okay.
See, you're wiping the floor with me.
Okay.
Top four answers. What's the most useful body part that begins with the letter L? Dana.
Legs.
Number one answer on the board.
Uh-huh.
Dan, we got to get your buzzer discipline down. What's going on here, brother?
Well, I'm just trying to listen for the question so I can have a thoughtful response.
No. That's not how this works.
That's
you
right.
Don't think, you just go.
Buzz quick and hope that you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Top four answers. Name something an athlete might break. Dan.
A record.
Number two.
A bone.
Number one.
Boom!
Dan with the first 2 points. Dana is on a 7-point run, Dan Weinbaum.
I'm on a heater.
He is.
I believe that Lefevre calls this a heater.
Kind of like that Canadian soccer player that got his leg broken.
Top five answers. Name something associated with vampires. Dan.
Blood.
Not even. Oh, number two.
Okay. I'm gonna say the bite. They bite you. Bats. Well,
number two was blood sucking. So it.
Oh, okay. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then wait.
You get one more try.
Okay. Then I'm gonna say the coffin that they sleep in.
Dan gets this one.
Yes.
What was number one?
Number one was Twilight.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you could have said the seduction of young,
yes,
good-looking people.
Yes.
Top five answers on the board. Name one. Something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Dana.
Something in a bakery the baker might call his wife?
That's it.
Honey?
Number one answer on the board.
What? I don't understand what a baker would call his wife.
The rolling pin?
Honey, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar.
Oh.
Like cheesy pet names.
Oh, his actual wife. I thought you were talking about his implements that he uses to bake.
No, you're putting way too much thought into Family Feud, Dan.
Dan, we're thinking about what most people would think about, not what Dan would think.
What you, most Americans who are now watching that crap reality TV Love Island, what are they going to say?
Baker would call his rolling pin his wife, you know.
No.
Okay, currently it's 8-3, and you can figure out who's got which score.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Top five answers. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions. Dana.
Fur coat.
Dan.
Tuxedo.
Number one answer on the board.
Boom!
Alaskan fur.
I did not have Alaskan the 1980s fur. Family Feud up here, so fur coat was not featured.
The mink stole.
Shotgun was answer number five, I don't know what special occasion that is. Top five answers. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Dana.
Well, it seems these days to be testosterone related.
Dan.
Beer.
Actually, hang on. I'll give you medication at number five.
Yeah.
Dan, you said?
Beer.
Dana gets that one. Wow.
Yeah, what? They can't advertise for... Oh, yeah, I guess they can't advertise for beer.
Wait, what's number one then?
Number one is a car or a truck.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What?
Baseball
The Dodge
stuff,
Ram truck.
Baseball tickets, restaurants, and medication.
Oh, prediction markets and crypto would probably be up there nowadays.
No, Dan, stop.
Top five answers are on the board. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Dana.
With the cat?
You are killing it. Number one answer on the board.
Hey!
Also featured his leash or collar, food bowl, his bone, and clothing.
Okay. Clothing. Dan, are you ready just to say, you know what? This is.
It's 10-4, Dan. I mean, you could try to get 5 points. Top five answers.
We're just helping Dana out.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Dan.
Their piano recital.
Oh, God.
Dana.
A wedding or church.
Number one answer on the board with a score Dan, of 11 to 4.
You know what? I think we have learned something about Dan today. He is the smartest man in the room that cannot answer dumb questions.
Dana takes this one home, Dan Weinbaum. I mean,
whoo. You're dismissed, Dan. 913.
I'm just glad to have participated.
5-8-6-7. Not really. I'm not sure you did participate. 913-586-7798.
Wow.
We're back with much more straight ahead on Dana and Park. Stick with us. A little curious why there hasn't been any updated information on this homeowner involved shooting out of Blue Springs. There's been no update today, and I know it's a federal holiday and maybe that's why, but this is still a death investigation. A suspected burglar is dead, if you missed the headline early this morning, after a homeowner says they opened fire during a break-in, according to the Blue Springs Police Department. It happened on Southwest Little Garden Lane and Southeast 3rd Street. It looks like a condo. And dispatchers said that a homeowner called 911 to report that someone had illegally entered the home. Police say the homeowner shot the suspect before officers got there. Suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives, and this is 7 hours ago, say they were conducting an active shooting investigation, and additional information will be released as it becomes available. But Sam, I pulled up one of the photos of this condo.
Yeah.
It actually looks a lot like one of the condos my daughters used to live in Lawrence. You know, you got the condo on the left, condo on the right, brand new condo. And it looks like the garage door, you got the crime scene tape in the front yard.
Yep.
The garage door is completely buckled and bashed in.
Outward.
I couldn't tell. When I first saw it, I was like, what the hell happened to the garage?
It's pushed out.
Your theory is what here?
It appears that somebody tried to reverse a vehicle out of that garage before the door opened. Or maybe the door wasn't even opening at all. Again, just theorizing, could be a situation where they were trying to steal the homeowner's car. And the guy came out and caught him, and he decided, well, can't wait for the door to go up, threw it in reverse, and tried to back out.
Can I ask you, because I don't understand or follow gun laws, because I'm not a gun person, someone in your garage is theoretically, that is an aggravated burglary. That is...
Under the protect your castle doctrine, I do think that that would qualify. The argument would be if they were actively reversing out of your garage.
In your car that belongs to you.
Right. Were they... fleeing.
I was going to ask you the exact same thing.
That's a tough one.
Because I was thinking this was an intruder that like came into the bedroom or something. And if this person was shot in the front seat of the car as they were backing out trying to steal a car, which again, we don't know, but that garage door is bashed out all the way to hell.
That's what it looks like.
I'm real curious what our listeners have to say about that. Because with respect to the garage, and tell your teenagers this. If your teenagers during the summer think it's funny to go, quote, garage sailing looking for the garage refrigerator beer in an open garage door.
Or really anything in an open garage door.
Police will always remind us during the summer that is aggravated burglary. If someone is home, that is aggravated burglary. Yes. You are going into that house, even if it's a 16-year-old that thinks it's going to be funny because I see a beer fridge and I am going to go steal a couple of beers.
Just because you didn't B&E doesn't mean it's not the B.
That is aggravated burglary.
Different B, but yes.
And so I think in the garage, that's aggravated burglary.
I would think that that's how that would apply.
But if someone is reversing in a stolen car out of your house, it doesn't make much sense that the shooting would have happened somehow after someone tried to reverse out of the garage.
From the text line, classes I've taken say if the threat is leaving you, you have no right to shoot.
Inside your property?
So do you just have to sit there and watch the guy pull away with your car? I'm not saying we need to start opening fire on everybody that tries to steal from us.
I can argue it both ways, Sam.
That's a tough one.
It's my house. Someone is in my house. But why is it that I feel like the shooting feels more justified? It feels more justified if the person is walking around in your house than reversing.
Because you have a more legitimate claim of threat.
Not saying that's what happened, but I'm curious what you guys...
So section 563.031 is Missouri's quote unquote castle doctrine. It's not exactly what we call it. Where does it apply? According to Gemini, your dwelling, that's your house, your apartment, or any place that you sleep
at night.
That
would include your garage.
Your residence, the broader property or curtilage, like a fenced in yard or detached garage. It actually does apply to that even if it isn't attached to your house. An occupied vehicle, your truck, your SUV, that would mean that you would have to be in the vehicle in any private property that you own or lease.
Huh.
When are you justified in using force to escalate to deadly force? The law requires a higher threshold. You must reasonably believe that deadly force is necessary to protect against death or serious injury, a forcible felony, an intruder who has unlawfully entered or is attempting to unlawfully enter your dwelling.
Phones are already ringing. I'm telling you,
sounds to me like he was in the dwelling. I think that would apply under that third bullet.
I can see this going either way because there is no question here. Someone was reversing to haul ass out. Someone, we don't know who.
Yeah.
There is no question someone was reversing to haul ass out of this
space.
And how
do you know they're not going to throw that car and drive turn your vehicle into a weapon?
You don't.
I feared for my life.
913-586-7798. I'm curious what you think about this. And on any normal day, I would reach out to any number of prosecutors who are friends of the program and ask, but today is a federal holiday. So I'm curious what you think if you are a gun owner. Because I think, too, let's go back to the beer in the refrigerator example. And that's why this has always been so scary for law enforcement. And they'll tell you this. Theoretically, a 16-year-old in your house stealing a beer out of your refrigerator is there unlawfully. Theoretically. But if you ask most people, is it okay to open fire on a 16-year-old taking a beer out of your fridge? I think the common man there would be like, come on. Is that really necessary? 913-586-7798. You can text us at that number as well. Let's go to Christy quick in Blue Springs before we take the break. Hey, Christy.
Hey, ironically, I'm in Blue Springs. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to see if there's any indication in any of these stories that the homeowner knew the suspect, and I'm not seeing that anywhere.
Let me tell you where my brain is going. My brain is going a domestic situation. Somebody was possibly in the house, a fight incurred something. The person said, well, I'm leaving. No, you're not. Wouldn't open the garage door. The person in the car opened the garage door. The other person hits the button to go down, and a fight ensued. To me, it doesn't seem like a home invasion.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but police are calling this a burglary. And I feel like if this was a domestic situation, they would have said, we're still trying to untangle this. It is a domestic situation.
And they probably would have had some sort of indication by now that the two knew each other.
Oh,
in some 100%.
Way.
Yeah, this had escalated, or there would have been signs of some sort of struggle inside the home, which don't know of. It's so early in the investigation.
It's an active investigation.
It's a wild one.
913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead. Festivus Friday, by the way, coming your way in 30 minutes. Stick with us. Hey, public service announcement, and this really ticked me off this morning. I started seeing some rumblings that there was a 3-year-old girl abducted out of Kansas City. Before we go any further, she is fine. There is no abduction. I reached directly out to Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, and I said, is this fake? And if so, why? And I immediately got a reply because they had seen the post, too. And it was darling little photos of this sweet little girl. I mean, just absolutely beautiful little 3-year-old.
Is it AI
and
slop?
Let me find the media department's response. Here it is. Yep. I reached out and said, hey, is this fake? Reply. Yes, that is a scam. You notice at the top, it urges sharing the post. Then, when someone's aunt or grandma shares it, in a few days, the poster will change it and post some link that takes all of your money when you click on it. It is a regular thing. They are using police officers or firefighters sometimes too. Like, you'll see a post that says, this police officer was shot, share to help catch the bad guy. It's an entire thing right now. He said that police departments are dealing with. So if you saw this, the post claimed that this darling little 3-year-old named Malia was at an apartment pool. And according to witness, there's this whole backstory. A man was seen canvassing the area. Child was last seen at this pool. I'm not going to name it, with a ponytail. And she's wearing a little pink swimsuit. We're working to find out more information. And it was on a site that claimed to have some connection to Kansas City. It wasn't KCPD, which is why I Googled it to see if like 10 stories would pop up from Fox 4 and the Kansas City Star. And only a couple of Kansas City-ish websites popped up stating this child was missing. But guess what?
What?
Hundreds of people have shared it. There is not an Amber Alert. There is not a 3-year-old missing. There is not. It is fake. And if you share it, you could be scammed. I don't know what the next step 2 and 3 is, but he says they're seeing a lot of this lately.
So if a three-year-old were missing, there would most certainly be an Amber Alert. It would be on every single major news station.
Correct.
We would be talking about it.
Correct.
Channel 9 would be talking about it. It would be wall-to-wall, where is this three-year-old?
The best thing you can do.
Social media is not new. What are we doing?
The best thing you can do when you see something like that is to step back, don't like it, don't share it, don't do anything, and open a different window. Go to Google
the name
and type in, is this child missing?
Yeah.
And if the only thing that pops up is some weird Casey current info website, it's fake.
Now, you could even just go in and type in Amber Alerts in Kansas City.
And you'll get it.
They're not active regularly. Again, when they happen, we talk about them. From the text line, can you fill me in a little bit more on how sharing this could clean out my bank account?
Okay, so here's what he said. These posts always urge sharing. Then, when someone's aunt or grandma shares it, in a few days, the poster will change the post to this no longer missing fake child and post some link that when you click on it, when you click on the link, or like maybe you want an update. Oh my gosh, now there's a link to this poor missing child. You click on it. That is where the scamming of your money starts.
It is a predatory and or phishing link. Clicking on that link gives them access into your computer and they just start looking for financial information.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Oh, Sam, the link gives them access, third-party access to your computer.
Yes, that's what's going on.
Don't do it. There is a child missing. For the love, we will tell you about it immediately because we all are plugged in to breaking news from all of the police agencies.
Is social media the worst thing that's ever happened to us?
Yes. Yes.
I'm ready to buy one of those flip phones for $600. Sign me up.
I'm going to post that, by the way. I'm not going to post the post. I'm not going to share it, but I'm going to say,
I'm going to go share that post.
This is fake. Listen to this. From the Science Explorist magazine, I know you subscribe. A surgical robot has just completed a complex gallbladder procedure with remarkable autonomy, and it did so with no direct human control. And you might be thinking, is this over in India? Is this in some other part of the world?
China.
This is at Johns Hopkins University.
Nice.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins trained an AI-guided robotic system called SRTH to perform a key phase of gallbladder removal on a dead pig, meaning the experiment was not done on a living patient yet.
Thank God.
The system learned, by watching surgical videos, then used a two-layer AI approach. One part planned the surgical steps in language, while another translated those instructions into precise robotic movements. Commands such as identifying ducts, placing clips, and cutting tissue were converted into real-time actions.
No,
across
thank you.
Eight procedures. Across eight procedures, you guys, the AI robot completed 17 surgical tasks with 100% task success.
Until it doesn't.
And also showed the ability to correct itself when something did not go as planned. This does not mean they write that fully autonomous human surgery is here yet. Regulators, safety trials, live animal testing, and years of validation still stand between this milestone and operating rooms, but it does show something extraordinary. AI-powered robots are beginning to move from simple assisted tools toward systems that can understand, adapt, and execute complex surgical workflows. Now, they say here, the future of surgery may not be replacing doctors, but giving them ultra-precise robotic partners that can reduce errors, improve outcomes, and ease some of the pressure on surgical teams.
Would you do it?
Sam?
There's two sides to the coin.
There's two completely, like a lot of our stories on the program, I can argue both sides.
Yeah.
If you can show me that over 100,000 trials, there is a 100% success rate.
Which there never is.
you know, in this on the pig with what they told it to do, it did 17 tasks correctly 100% of the time.
That's awesome.
And I think people would be like, well, heck, maybe I trust that more than a surgeon who's having a bad day.
And Waymo cars drive you to your destination without incident probably 90% of the time.
Until they drive through an active crime scene with police and a suspect shooting back at one another.
Or the most recent recall from Waymo, which was they were driving into construction zones on the highway at full speed.
Because you cannot...
And I don't mean like entering the construction zone in the lane. They were driving on the the other side of the cones where the workers were.
Because, oh God.
Yeah.
They were driving where the workers were.
Uh-huh.
The problem is with this and with all AI and the Waymo and everything else is that a human being in charge can adapt and roll quickly when the unexpected happens in the way that the first time it happens, a computer cannot. You might be able to say, well, the second time X, Y, and Z went down, the computer adapted and knows what to do.
But are you going to be alive to see the second
time? There's going to be a first time for everything, is there not?
The question is, do you want to trust it, right? And I could see a certain number of people, and we're already getting that message on the text line, if this will save us money, then, let's bring it in.
They would find a way.
Do you really think that Big Pharma, the hospital system, is going to say, well, since we use this $4 million robot to do it, we're only going to charge you 20% of what we would have charged you if a human had been doing it?
The answer is no.
I'm sticking with the I wouldn't do it.
Okay, but let me ask you this. We are already using robots in surgery, robotic surgery. And if you said, hey, I'm going in to get my knee replaced and it is so precise, it is a surgeon using a robot and that robot goes in and knows what it's doing, we widely accept that now.
If it's a surgeon using a robot, they still have the ability to adapt under the pressure when something goes wrong to make a decision based on their medical expertise to change what that robot is going to be doing. It's not you're going to lay on this table and doc says, all right, we'll see you later. And then walks out of the room and doesn't see you for 4 hours until the operation's over. I think it's great. I think exploring the new medical advances is awesome and seeing where we can take it with AI. I just don't think we're anywhere near ready roll out something like that. The fact that we can't even perfect a automated taxi tells me that we should not be having a robot remove gallbladder. Not to mention, there isn't a lot of risk with the pig. So we go through the studies and, what happens when it does go wrong on a human? And it slices, a little bit to the right, maybe 4 inches deep. You're not going to survive that. There is no, we screwed up. Let me sew that back up.
There have been limited cases where the scalpel slips and a surgeon screws up. I mean, it doesn't happen often. I did a story on this so many years ago, you guys. And like 95% of the malpractice awfulness, like where someone removes the wrong thing or like really bad screw ups in surgery, happened within such a small percentage of the overall surgical population. Does that make sense? Like for every like really bad outcome, there was a handful of bad actors that would have 6 or 7 different awful things, and they would just bounce around from town to town. So I think the majority of surgeons are very, 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 very good. And not even the majority, 99.9%.
Oh, yeah.
It's the 0.1% that are out there screwing it up.
And at the end of the day, when you have those multiple levels of oversight, those checks and balances, we'll call them, there is a heightened level of security in going in to get that surgery. Not to mention, they're real humans that will have real emotions if they mess it up. Whereas if the robot messes up, the hospital's just going to pay out a couple $100 million dollars in malpractice
and
then do it all again tomorrow.
Wait. What about don't think about like open heart surgery. Like, let's not talk about that or brain surgery or anything like that. What about just for plastics? Could this be useful in plastic surgery?
Slicing under the chest
area? Yes, in a way that maybe people would be more comfortable with those surgeries first. Like elective cosmetic surgeries. I don't know. I think I would be more comfortable with that before a robot goes in and tries to replace one of the valves in my heart.
I mean, I wouldn't even trust a robot to cut my hair. You're going to put scissors that close to my neck? I'm not trusting it. I'm not going to trust you slicing me open to put a bag of silicone in me.
913-586-7798. We're back with much more after this. All right, welcome on back into Dana and Parks. It is game day because everyone is watching soccer and off work for the Juneteenth federal holiday.
So far, Dana has absolutely put a whooping on her competition in the first two games.
I have been doing very good with my games today, Samuel.
Trivia and
I love this game.
Family Feud.
Okay, we are going to do Finish That Lyric. It is one of my favorite games of all time. And people always ask, what is that game you play? And it's just a box of cards.
Yeah, I believe it is literally called Finish That Lyric.
You know where I got it? Not TJ Maxx. What do you call it? Marshalls. Whatever that those stores are called. It was in
Ross.
It was in the game section of Marshalls. People are like, where did you get that? Okay. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? This is the spoken word, and you have to finish the lyric. But it's spoken, which is way harder than when you sing it.
All right, here we go. I'll read to you first.
Okay.
Friday night and the lights are low.
Looking out for a place to go.
Song?
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go. It's just finished that lyric. I don't have to tell you the song.
Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. You can dance. Okay. Oh, I'm not going to ask you that one. I would know it. You
go
will
for
not.
The easier one
I will.
On the card
I will.
Me.
I will.
For my trivia failure.
Won't you come see about me?
For some reason, I have the beat of Don't You Forget About Me.
Yes.
Is that it?
Won't you come see about me?
I don't know what the next line
is. Yes, you do. Let me sing it. It's way, and that's cheating. Won't you come see about me? Mm-hmm. I'll be alone dancing. Mm-hmm. You know it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, you lose. It's 1-0.
All right. Since my baby left me,
is it I have no?
The first word is I.
Well, since my baby left me, I know this. Well, since my baby left me,
it's Elvis Presley.
Oh, that is not the song I was going for. Since my baby left me, I found a new place to something's
dwell.
That's it. Heartbreak Hotel.
That's right.
Okay. That's hard. Nope, that's hard.
Some of these are pretty out there.
Okay. I'm not going to do that. Some of these are 70s and I'm not going to do that to you. Caught in a landslide. Yes.
No escape from reality.
That is Queen. Woo! Bohemian Rhapsody.
1-1. I'll take it.
You got it.
All right. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs.
I know this. I didn't know that the lyric was I chew my nails and I
chew my nails
and I twiddle my thumbs.
And I twiddle my thumbs.
Waiting for?
Nope.
A place to go?
Mm-mm. I think you have the song.
I think I do too, but that's the
wrong
lyric.
Not the next lyric. Jerry Lee Lewis.
It is Great Balls of Fire.
It is. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun.
Bum, 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 bum.
Goodness gracious.
It's a great song, but also he married his 13-year-old cousin. So
yeah,
that's,
well, you know, we don't have to like him to.
Awkward.
You know, did
you ever know that you are my hero?
Did you ever know that you are my hero?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, 1980s, huge hit.
That you are my hero.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, man, what's the next line? I don't know.
And everything I would like to be. I could fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Bette Midler from the hit movie Beaches.
All right, here's an easy one for you.
Okay.
I've been waiting so long.
Now it's time to come home.
No.
That's also a lyric.
It is.
I've been waiting so long. Well, that could be, 100 songs. I've been waiting so long.
I actually said it was an easy one, and then went for the harder one.
So is it 80s?
Yeah,
I've been waiting for so long, just trying something on the phone, and it's Phil Collins.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, searching for the sunshine of your life.
Okay, but also, if you look up I've been waiting so long, that is in
probably
so
a ton of
many
different songs.
Different songs. All right, yeah. One more. That's me in the corner.
Oh, that's me in the corner.
Yes!
In the dark.
That's me in the spot.
Light.
Losing my religion. That is a hard game.
I knew that one.
It's called Finish That Lyric.
Hands touching hands.
Hands touching hands. Reaching out.
Touching you. Touching me.
Again, another super awkward song about Caroline Kennedy when she was 12.
Anyway.
913-586-7798. I would say we were going to clear the lines, but there are no lines to clear because no one is listening because it is a federal holiday and soccer is on. But if you want to air the grievances for Festivus Friday, now would be the time to call in. And I have a grievance. I bet you can guess what that is at 506.
We'll hear it.
At 913-586-7798, you can text your grievances into Sam. And if no one grieves, I'll just... I'll sing. I'm going to sing us out for an entire hour.
I love it. I can't wait.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.